I mentioned earlier that it is Rotary Wednesday. That's what I like to call it. That is the second Wednesday of every month here at WSTR. That's when we get to find out what local clubs are up to. Of course, there's the Sterling Noon Rotary, the Sunrise Rotary, Rock Falls Rotary, and perhaps a couple that I'm missing. Maybe to fill in the blanks on that, we have in studio Keith Zarlery. He's with the Rock Falls Rotary, I believe.
That's correct. How are you today?
I am very well. Hey, I haven't seen you for about a year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But you remember where we were?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how are you doing today? Surviving all the heat and everything?
Oh, it's nice and warm. At least we got a little rain last night. That'll help our crops.
And, we've been dealing with this COVID recommendations and all that, and the rotaries have had to adjust as well. How are things progressing?
Well, it's been a hassle. You know, we can't have our regular meetings. We're doing Zoom meetings instead, and our fundraisers are the big ones that are hurting because we can't gather. We can't, Rotary clubs, we like to feed people. So, you know, that's been an issue. So we're going to try to do that here at the end of this month.
I'm liking the name of this, and this is something coming up Monday, July 27th, and you got together with the Sterling Noon Rotary, the Rock Falls Rotary. Rotary did, and this is the Broil and Boil.
Yeah, it's a new name. Same old stuff that we've done before, but we're calling it, the Pork Broil and the Corn Boil. So the two clubs, Sterling Noon and Rock Falls, have gotten together, and we're going to do it on the, like you said, on the 27th. They're in Sterling, a new location for both clubs. We're going to be at the Marketplace, the new pavilion that they've built down by the farmers market area. And we're going to have a drive-up, carry-out, and delivery service that day.
What a great use for that new pavilion, and what a great location to pick for the Broil and Boil, too.
Yeah, it's a new location from where we've both done our previous events each year, but it's a new place that's easy to drive through. We can set it up so people can come in and get out very easily. We've got area to cook the products that we're making, and we've also got plenty of room for our people to get in and out. So, nice place.
Now, before we went on the air with this information, we were talking about the deliveries, and you brought up a huge number. You're going to be scooting all over town and other places.
That's true. Our goal this year is 2,000 meals. And since we can't serve anybody like the Rock Falls Clubs always did, all you can eat inside over at the community building, this is all drive, like we said, drive through and delivery. So we're hoping that we can do a lot of pre-orders. We're working on all that right now, getting it out to area businesses and the local people. Our goal, 2,000 meals. We'll probably deliver between 12 and 14, maybe 1,500 meals, and that's a lot of work, and we're going to have a lot of drivers, but that's what we want to do, is serve the community.
Now, delivering in pick up a rain or shine, but I think it's going to be not too much different from today. Hopefully a little bit cooler, but
right.
That's going to be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's correct. And the lunch is, it's a lunchtime meal. We've shortened our hours down a little bit. We're going to charge $10 per meal, and that meal is going to have a pork barbecue sandwich. I should say a pork chop sandwich, not the pulled pork, but it's going to be a big pork chop. You get 3 ears of corn, you get a bag of chips, you get a cookie, and a bottle of water, all packaged, prepackaged in containers, so it's all going to be taken care of by gloved, masked, people, and you'll just come in, grab the package, and go.
Now, I think one of the best things, this just doesn't go into, the Rotary Club piggy bank so you guys can go out and have a picnic somewhere. This benefits so many great things noted here.
Oh, yeah. This is our fundraisers. This is our fundraiser for the year for both clubs. We do all our youth exchange, youth scholarships, the other activities and projects that both clubs support. There's just a number of those, and I could probably go on for 10 minutes on all those different projects.
Yeah, the Student Excellence Program and the International Youth Exchange Program scholarships, those are just fantastic. I've gotten to meet some of the kids that have come over and right. some that were also departing. And boy, I tell you, the benefit and educational on both ends.
Oh, yeah, it does wonders for those kids when they get to go somewhere for 9 months. And same way the kids that come here, they learn so much. And it's done a lot of good over the years for area people here that work in town that went somewhere when they were young, that's their career now.
And I've also gotten to hear from some of the host families and how much they learned and enjoyed having somebody from a student from another country with them for quite a while.
That's true. A number of years ago, we hosted a German boy in our home for a while, and it was an experience that you don't forget. You know, it's a lot of fun.
And when you hear about their experiences, or your child comes back, the experiences that they had overseas, kind of makes you appreciate where you are a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep, very true.
Now, we mentioned the deliveries, and it looks like those are going to be for in-town only. And trying to get a good number on there so that we're not zooming all over the place. Orders of 10, over 10, please.
Correct. Yep. Businesses, you can order for your employees. You've got a group, but over 10 orders will deliver. Sterling, Rock Falls, both towns. That's what we're trying to do, and we will do. The Sterling Club last year, I believe they delivered almost 1,200 meals.
Oh my gosh!
So we're just going to add on top of that this year and see where we go.
Now I'm looking at this form, and it says I can email this form. Where are these forms available?
We're just getting them out this week, so we're going to have this blasted. On our Facebook sites, our websites, the chamber, both chamber sites, and then we'll also probably email it out to a lot of the businesses that we have access to emails and that to get it out there. We'll also have people posting them in local establishments that we can get into, or people travel to. So we'll have them up here this week.
There's a great list of sponsors here and numerous, and when people get to this order form, they can see all involved. There are so many that have stepped up, and it's kind of goes beyond just Rotary. It's a community sponsorship here that I see.
Correct. Yes, we try to get sponsors to help us out so that we can make this a well worthwhile project and fund the expenses. And that way we know that what people are doing and trying to help us out, we're going to be doing fairly well for what we can get on our funds for scholarships and all the youth events and everything we do.
Now, there is a district website where all the Rotary clubs are listed with times and locations of things that are coming up as well.
Correct. And this will get on there as soon as we can, if it's not already mentioned. I think it went out in a district newsletter last week that it's coming. So it will be on that website, too.
And all the clubs, how much longer do you think we'll be doing the Zoom meetings? Is there any time? How many do you usually have at a general meeting, at a typical meeting?
Our Rock Falls Club, we have probably 18 to 20 each week. We've been running about 14 to 18 on our Zoom meetings. So we're doing pretty good, but we don't have many guests come in on the Zoom like we do at a regular meeting. We get some of our exchange students and kids to come in every once in a while on the Zoom, but it's not as easy for them sometimes to do that. But the Sterling Club is, I think they're close to 40 total members, so they have a little bit larger club. They're doing their meetings the same way too. Until we get our regulations, I guess, health-wise in the county and what Rotary International says that we can do, we'll probably have to continue Zoom meetings for at least through this month and probably maybe a little bit longer.
Now, I've seen some of those Zoom meetings on a computer, and I'm trying to imagine 40? That's a lot of boxes.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot of boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that kind of goes beyond the Brady Bunch squares. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's one of the first things I picture when it's, or maybe Hollywood squares.
Right. Right.
So this is going to be fantastic, and I'm so glad that you know, Sterling Noon and Rock Falls Rotary were able to get together and still have this continue. Again, this is going on Monday, July 27th. Everybody knows where it is by now, the new pavilion down there by the Farmer's Market. We call it the Sterling Marketplace on West 2nd Street. And I'll tell you what, if you haven't been there, find out where it is and get your orders in. Now, this is a pre-order form that's at the bottom
right,
of these.
Right.
Now, does everything have to be a pre-order? Or
no.
Like, if somebody pulls up, it's not like, oh, I didn't fill out a form, do I?
No, that's fine. You pull up, we'll get you a meal. Mm-hmm. That's what we'll be doing. We'll go until we run out, and if it's 2 o'clock and we're out of food, we're out of food. But if we've got, you know, we've got food left, we'll go on until, you know, if there's people coming, we'll keep serving.
I think one of the reasons about this order form, too, is a prepay as possible. That kind of puts a little bit of reduction on handing money.
Yeah, that's
around, you know?
Right. We're going to push that a little harder this year, because that way we don't have to handle the cash and expose more people that way. So we've got a Venmo account set up. We've got a credit card account set up. If you come that day and you want to use your debit card, your credit card, we're able to do that. If you know the process on Venmo, it's very easy, and we can do that. And same way on the pre-orders, when you get your form, you see a form, we'll have a place on there, you mark what you want to use, and then one of us from one of the Rotary clubs will call the business and get that information, so you don't have to print that on a form and send it somewhere.
And drive up, that means people don't even have to get out of their vehicle?
No, you don't get out of your vehicle.
Wow.
You just will exchange your payment and give you a prepackaged bag of food that you've got that's you can take and eat in your car or take it home, whatever you like to do.
Doesn't get any easier than that. It's $10 per lunch. That's at Pork Chop Barbecue
Pork Chop
Sandwich. Yeah,
yep.
That's where we're
going. Pork Chop.
3 ears of corn.
Right. And the barbecue, the pork chops this year, due to our COVID issues, you know, our hogs aren't getting to market on time like they used to, so they're a little larger than normal. So you're going to get a nice big pork chop, because that's how they have to handle them now, because, you know, with a backlog,
right,
the animal's actually bigger, so our product sizes are bigger.
There are benefits.
Yeah, there are. There are.
I always say, let's exercise the positive. Well, here's one of them.
Right,
here's
right.
One of them. Yeah, well, along with that huge pork chop, 3 ears of corn, there's also chips, cookie, and the all-important water.
That's right. We'll get you on all end there, and it's a good meal. If you've come before, you know what both clubs can do on the meal, so we've combined it, and we're going to try to make it even better than we ever have before.
Now, even with all this going on, there's people that are maybe interested in joining one of the clubs, or can maybe just see what it's about and say, hey, is this for me and my business? What's the best thing to do?
If you know of any of the members of any of the clubs, talk to one of those. If you don't, then if you come to the corn boil, pork chop broil, give us your information or say something to one of the workers, and we'll be glad to tell you more about Rotary and how our clubs work.
That would be the perfect opportunity. And is that going to be entirely Rotary members doing this, or do you need any volunteers if somebody wants to just step up?
We might be able to use some help on Sunday night, the 26th, when we shuck 6,000 ears of corn. So you got to remember, we got to do that yet, too. That day, I think we're gonna have all Rotary members doing it that day, so we can control our workers. But on Sunday night at 5 o'clock at Posey's Market down on Route 40, south of Rock Falls, we will have to do 6,000 ears of corn.
So they don't have a corn shucker like they do
no.
chicken plucker
no.
that with all the fingers on it, you just
no.
roll it?
No, it's called 10 fingers and 2 hands.
I don't. Oh my gosh, I don't envy that one. I've done. You know, I think three bags of corn, and it's like wow. But six.
We've done 6,000 ears before in about an hour and a half.
Wow.
Oh. So it takes a group, though. You need 30-40 people to make that work.
Do you make a challenge out of it? Say, hey, I'm going to get more shucked than you.
Yeah, there you go. We've had challenges in the past. We can't have eating challenges this year, like we've had with the radio guys in the past. But someday again, maybe we'll do that.
Right.
But yeah, if you want to come help shuck, that we won't turn people away to help on that.
There we go. Well, great information. Hey, Sterling Noon Rotary, Rock Falls Rotary, getting together for the broil and boil. Again, this is coming up July 27th. It's a Monday. $10 for lunch. What's that get you? That pork chop barbecue sandwich, 3 ears of corn chips, cookie water, delivering and pick up rain or shine, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. down there at the Great Pavilion at the Sterling Marketplace. Anything else we need to know, Keith?
No, I think you've got a good introduction to it, and we'll keep advertising here over the next couple of weeks and hope to see you on the 27th.
Absolutely, and I'll be bringing this up often and frequently as well.
Good, thank you.
Well, Keith, thank you so much, and find a way to stay cool today.
Yeah, we'll try.
All right. Hey, there goes our Rotary Wednesday on WSDR. And thanks again to Sterling Noon Rotary and Rock Falls Rotary and Keith for bringing us that great information.